Kislev, Friday the 8th of November, Rabbi Shimon Heller, Achris Hayomim.
Okay, good morning everyone. So we're standing today in a very frightening position, very frightening situation in the world. One could describe a situation as a matzav, as the pasuk says, Suvavuni parim rabim abirei boshon kitruni. We certainly feel this in Israel. Kifso ben she'ivim ze'ivim. We feel it as little lamb. As we stand in Israel today, we have billions of Arabs whose only wish and only dream is chas v'sholem laharek v'ashmed ol abed esoineihem shel Yisrael taf v'noshim u'shlolam lovoiz v'yoyim echod. And if it would only be the billions of Arabs, dayenu, but then we have Iran working around the clock with their atomic reactor, of course only to protect themselves from their enemies, of course. And if it would only be Iran, dayenu. But today it's really the whole world. It's the whole Western world as well, where there's so much anti-Semitism, so much hatred towards the Jews. The anti-Semitism that we are seeing today is very, very close to what was happening, pre-Holocaust anti-Semitism, hatred for the Jewish people, and we're watching this closing around us. If we were to make a graph of the last 20 years or 30 years of the world and the position of the Jews in the world, we are falling steadily downhill. More hatred, more dangers around us the whole time. And therefore, if Khalida, we were to follow this graph over the next 20 years, what are our chances, or could we ever survive? However, Chazal foresaw our situation bas paklaria hameira. Chazal saw our situation today so clearly that it is abnormal to watch the words of Chazal black on white. What is happening, what is going to happen, and how the end of this story will, amidst Shem, unravel. In this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu goes out into exile. Yaakov goes into the Golus. As he goes into the Golus, he finds himself sleeping in the Mokem HaMikdosh, symbolic of the day when we the Jewish people, will truly be in control of Eretz Yisrael and have the Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael in our hands. As Yaakov is sleeping there, he has a dream. In this dream, he sees everything. The Medrash tells us he sees a Sar of Bovel going up 70 rungs and falling. He knew this was going to happen. There was no coincidences. It wasn't because your Bovel was clever or strong, therefore they took power over the world. This was preordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 70 rungs, he sees the Malach, the Sar of Bovel. After that, he'll see Paras Umode going up 52 rungs. Or was it 150 rungs, the Medrash says. He sees, sorry, almost as the Medrash. Sorry, Bovel, Oile, Shimon Chavokim, Sorry, Shalmodai, 52, Yoban going up, Meir, Shmoinim, Yoyred, and finally he'll see our Golos, he'll see the Malach of Edom going up and going up and going up and going up. He doesn't even see him fall. What is going to be the end? And eventually Hashem says, no, he will fall too. I want to share with you today the various Mephoshim of what's going to happen at the end of days, and see Yaakov's dream, see the Mephoshim on Yaakov's dream, and see what is going to happen. But before we're going to see what's going to happen, I want to be mucked in one little chazal. Chazal teras ki meitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim er'enu niflois. Hashem has guaranteed us that like we came out of Mitzrayim and we saw the most amazing miracles, wonders before our eyes. Hashem took a sea and turned it into stone. Hashem took a rock and took water and fed it and rather gave water to his nation from this rock. Chazal teras ki meitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim er'enu niflois. As abysmal and as difficult as our situation is, we are going to see miracles like the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are definitely the last story before Moshiach. There will be the most unbelievable miracles that will unravel in front of our eyes as Hashem will take us out of our present Golus. However, it will not be exactly like Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say in Agodah Shel Pesach, all the days of your life, we must remember the amazing miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriya Shema, etc. What does it mean, kol yemei chayecha? The Chachomim tell us that even after Moshiach comes, we will have to still remember the amazing miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, why should we not remember Yetzias Mitzrayim after Moshiach? Why should we forget our Kores HaToivu, Kriyas Yamsov, and the Ten Makos? And the answer is very simple. The miracles that we are going to experience, we normal people in this world, are going to be so stupendous. They're going to totally overshadow Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nobody will be excited by the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim in comparison to the events and the miracles that we are going to experience in Mitzvah Shem very, very soon in our Geula. And if you ask me, what can be more than Yetzias Mitzrayim? What can be more than taking fire and water and smash against the enemies in Borod? What can be more than a miracle Hashem showed, the waters, the beasts, I'm in control of everything? I have no idea what can be more than Yetzias Mitzrayim, because my imagination doesn't stretch anything more than Yetzias Mitzrayim. But just like the Jews in Mitzrayim, they knew they were going to get out of Egypt. They knew that. They never dreamt, however, what amazing wonders and miracles they will see. We who have learned Yetzias Mitzrayim and we know those stories, we who have seen science fiction and amazing things, will be in awe. We will not be able to believe the miracles with all that we know and we've seen, because the amazing miracles will so outshadow the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what is actually going to happen? In Sefer Daniel, Perek Yud Beis, there are two psukim. One is very, very frightening. The other is very heartwarming. Today we're doing the first. Says the pasuk, over Eisei, at that time before Mashiach will come, at the end of days, Yamoid Michoel Hasar Hagodol. Michoel is the strongest administrating angel in heaven. And he will plead on behalf of the Jewish people, because we're going to be in such a mess. We're going to need the strongest, like the strongest lawyer on our side. And that will be Michoel. Over Eisei, at that time before Mashiach will come, Yamoid Michoel Hasar Hagodol. Michoel will stand. Ha'oimeid al b'nei amecha, who stands over the Jewish people. He is our protecting angel. It will be a time of pain and fear. Says the pasuk, it will be a time of such fear, terror, and trepidation that has never ever been since we became a nation until that day of just before Moshiach. That when we say a time of fear, we're not talking about the Japanese, we're not talking about any nation, we're talking about Klal Yisrael. We are the nation that have been through the worst. There's no nation that has experienced anything like what we have gone through. Whether it's Tachtat, Girush Sfarad, like the expulsion of Spain, whether it's, of course, the Holocaust, whether it's anything we've been through. This is going to be worse than anything we've ever been through before. But the apostle continued, three more words. Over Eis Tahi Molit. We will survive. Amecho, Hashem's holy nation. Kol Anim Tzakos V'Sefer. Anyone who's written in the book. So there's a book. And anyone that's written inside that book is going to survive. But before Mashiach comes, there'll be terrible dangers and terrible terror against the Jewish people. Tzora shelo yehoiso komoyu, a tzora that has never been before. Let's reflect the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because our goal will be doing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we were in Egypt, there was no way in the world we can ever get out of that country. Number one, physically, we were a broken people, physically, emotionally. We were a slave nation. We had no strength. We had no power, no confidence. We stood inside a nation that were armed to the teeth, proud, like if you imagine the Germans there in the ghettos and the Jews downtrodden people. There is no way we could rebel and fight out of this country. But physical is only the first stage of how badly we were trapped there in Mitzrayim. There's also witchcraft. The Mitzrayim were the best sorcerers in the entire world. Around the entire Mitzrayim, every shahr, every gate was sealed by witchcraft. It was impossible to leave that country. No one had ever escaped. But it wasn't even this. It was far more than that. The very mazolos in Shamayim, there are stars as astrology, they guarantee the future. The world works with the koyach of the mazolos. The very stars screamed, the Jews will never get out of it. Pare calls Mitzrayim, Moshe, he said, Moshe, listen now, I want to tell you something, get this very clear. You and your nation are never leaving this country. Forget the fact that I'm never going to let you out of here and I'm the one with the army. Forget the fact that I've got Kishuv around Mitzrayim. There is a star called Ro'ah. It is dripping with blood. And it stands over the Jewish people. The day you leave Egypt, you are all dead. This is a fact. This is the world. We may find ourselves in a very similar situation before Mashiach comes. Surrounded by billions of enemies. Impossible to stand up to them. But there's more than that. Today we don't have witchcraft. Today we have modern technology. There may be arrows. There may be tilim against every centimeter of Israel. You cannot win the war. And it may be much more than that. The very mazolos in Shamayim may be screaming, you're never going to get out of this. And when the mazolos in Shamayim scream, you're finished. There's no way in the world you can even imagine of a way you can escape the situation. And yet we'll have to have the emunah and bitochen in Hashem. Umimenu yivosha. Hashem will rise us above the mazolos and we will have the most amazing, miraculous Yeshua. I heard B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He said, before Mashiach comes, there'll be a terrible darkness in the world. The ugly snake will raise its head one last time before it's totally destroyed. Like when you throw water on fire, the fire will jump and leap, reach its highest, and then go out. Then be extinguished. So before Mashiach comes, the same thing will happen. And the evil will just raise its head the last final time. The most degraded, downtrodden nation in the world will be Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, V'hoya zarecho ka'afar ha'aretz, will be like the dust just to be trodden on, to be made fun of, to be degraded. V'hoya zarecho ka'afar ha'aretz. After that will be a farat zayoma, etc. That will be the hakdoma to the tremendous Yeshua. But he said the most downtrodden nation will be the Jewish people. And the most downtrodden amongst the Jewish people will be those who want to do the right thing. Those that want to be oivet Hashem, they will be the most downtrodden. It will be a time of terrible darkness. He said such darkness. We've had once in history where good and evil just came face to face. It was during the time of Achov. Achab was a very, very powerful king, but an Oved Avodah Zarah, and the people did not know Hashem. At that time, Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and Eliyahu was already Navi then, and he makes a tacharut, like he makes a competition with Achab. He said, listen, you hold the Baal, I hold the Hashem, let's prove. We'll put up two mizbechos, we'll offer up two korbanos, and let's see to who a fire will come from heaven. So the Nevi'i Baal put a mizbech, they put a korban, they scream, and no fire comes. And Yo comes, he screams, the fire comes, and everyone says, Hashem hu Elokim, he proved without doubt, Hashem hu Elokim. Sej Reb Chaim Kanievsky, before Mashiach will come, we'll have this very similar situation. Good and evil will come face to face at a competition. One difference. This time the evil will win. The Koyach Hara will be Menatzech and Misgaber, there'll be such a hest upon him in this world. And we will have to believe that despite all, Hashem Hu Elokim, believe in Hashem, retain our Emunah in order to see the amazing redemption. We don't know what it's going to be, but we know there'll be a tremendous Nisayan. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings in Tufchei Abihu the following Medrash. Hoshana Rabbah is known by Chazal as the day that Gog Magog is going to take place. On Hoshana Rabbah, we scream the Hoshanas. One of the Hoshanas says the following words. Hoshana, Sholoi, Shois, Hoshana, save us Hashem, 3 hours, save us. Ask Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, what's Hoshana, Sholoi, Shois? I don't understand, I'm standing on Sukkot with my Lulav and Esrit. What am I supposed to be Mechavim when I say Hoshana, Sholoi, Shois, Hoshana? So he brings down a Medrash. That at the end of days, there'll be a tremendous fear in the world. It'll be like the end of days. And everyone's going to be frightened for their lives. At that time, there will be a person, Mikoyach Hara, who will want to mislead the Jewish people. But he will be so powerful, he will hold the sun in its track for 3 hours. And as the saying goes, if you can't beat them, join them. So people will say, look, I'm scared for my life, but if that guy can hold the sun in the sky for 3 hours, I'm safe to be on his side. Only those that will be able to overlook the Metzias in front of their eyes and retain their Emunah in Hashem will be zeichah to see the upcoming Gola, which will take place immediately after that. And therefore we dove into Hashem, Hoshano, Sholoi, Shois, Hoshano. Give me the strength, Hashem, to manage those 3 hours, to hold on to my Emunah, to retain my belief in Hashem, and therefore to see the redemption. In Sefer Daniel, Perek Beis, you have the most amazing Perek of Navi. Daniel will see, Nebuchadnezzar will have a dream. Daniel will see that dream. Daniel stands at the beginning of the four exiles, and he will see everything that will happen till the end of the fourth Golus, with the most amazing clarity, including the coming of Mashiach. In Sefer Daniel, we can see the entire story of history. The four exiles, the four Goluyos, the nations that came, the nations that went. He saw it with a perfect clarity. So we can learn history from Sefer Daniel, Perek Beis. Just one difference between this and every other history book. It was written before it ever happened. And it is perfect. It is abnormal, the exact detail that he saw. The Medrash says he saw the same dream that Yaakov Avinu saw in our parsha this week. Vayachaloyim, says the Medrash, Vayachaloyim is the same dream of the four Galuyos that Daniel saw. 98% of what Daniel saw is history, but he got it exactly right. 1% is happening, and 1% is going to happen. So I want to share with you his dream and tell you the Mefarshim of what he saw. It is abnormal to see the situation today, to see what Daniel saw. We're only going to take one section out of his dream and understand what is going on around us. What did Daniel see in his dream? He saw a massive tzelem. That's a massive, like a dumos, a person, so to speak. A head of gold, arms and an upper body of silver. The lower body was made of iron. The 2 feet were then made of copper. In the underneath the foot, right by the bottom of the foot, by the heel, he saw mixed in earthenware into the copper. Earthenware. And then he sees a massive mountain. And a stone comes out of the mountain, not via the hand of man. Hits the statue will crumble, and then blow away like a chaff in the wind, and the little stone will grow and grow and fill the whole world. He actually saw the four Goluyos and the coming of Mashiach. So what did he see? He sees this massive statue. The head of gold is Bavel, the first of our four Goluyos, the first of the four exiles, Malchus Bavel. He then sees 2 arms of silver, that is Poras U'Modai. Bavel will be taken over by 2 nations, Poras U'Modai, who will then control the world. He then sees a body of iron, that is Yovan, the third goddess that we went through, that will rule the world. He then sees two legs of copper, that is our goddess today, goddess Edoy. Right at the bottom of the leg, he sees mixed in earthenware, right at the end. What is the earthenware? Say all the Mephoshim, that is Yishmael. The final prick of the goddess, the last pain that we will have, just before Mashiach, is goddess Yishmael. It's goddess Edoy. They are in control of the world, but we are being hit by Edoy and Yishmael simultaneously, and he sees that in the lower foot. Immediately after, the stone will come, and that is going to be the coming of Mashiach. The stone will come from the mountain, hit the statue, destroy the statue, and take over the world. That is Mashiach. If we want to see on a map of the world where we are standing today, like imagine when you're on your airplane and you've got a little map with your little airplane, if you're not flying EasyJet, that is, if you've got something screen in front of you and you see this little plane flying across the map and you want to know where you're holding and what country you're flying over, we know exactly where we are on the map of history. We've done the head, we've done the arms, we've done the body, we've done the feet, and as soon as we hit the earthenware, we know we are soif kol ha-galuyos, we are ikviz de Mashiach, we are at the very last station before Mashiach, because that is what he foresaw. Yishmael is going to be the last stop before Mashiach. He also saw 10 toes, which is very interesting, because the first Golos Babel was one country that ruled the world. Paros HaMadai, two countries that ruled the world. Yavam, one country. Edom used to be Rome that ruled the world. Today, Rome no longer exists. Rome has evolved into Christianity and the Muslims into their belief, their religion. And he saw that as well. He saw 10 toes. He saw that the country will then split, splinter, become an umbrella belief that will spread over a number of countries. That is our Golos today, Golos Yishmael. After he sees that the last final prick will be Golos Yishmael, he sees this stone that comes out of the mountain, not via hand of man, destroys the statue and takes over the world. That is Mashiach. How is it going to happen? And how is Mashiach going to take over the entire world? I want to read you out the Mefarshim one by one, without saying a word of my own. And it is abnormal how clearly he foresaw our situation. Let's see them one by one. Comes the Metzudas David, the first Mefarsh, and he says, Mashiach will take over the world. Ki kein yaya malchus haMashiach sheyovoi loy bechayel veloy bechoyach ki me'atzmoi ba'goas hazman. Daniel saw this stone coming out of the mountain, not via the hand of man. Clearly, the pasuk said loy b'deyodom. It came by itself, smashed the statue, and then took over the world. Mashiach will not come via our own power or forces. The Israeli Defense Force, for that matter, the Israeli military, their planes, their tanks, will be absolutely useless in the Rega Shel Emes, in the moments of truth. When it will really happen, and Mashiach is going to come, it will not be via our forces, our power, or our hands. It will come from Hashem. But how is it going to happen? Comes the Malbim hundreds of years ago, and he writes, V'zei yalde melchemes goigu mogoig. This will be via a mighty war called goigu mogoig. She'iskapsu b'nei Edom milochim neged b'nei Yishmael. Edom, which is the Christian nations, will make war against Yishmael, which are the Muslim nations. And they will destroy each other. That is how we will have our Yeshua. So the Malbim already foresaw, the Metzudas David said the world will crumble, but not through our armies. Comes the Malbim and he says, and he already predicts hundreds of years ago, there will be two mighty powers who will come to war against each other. They will be the Muslims and the Christians. They will destroy each other, and that will be our salvation. Comes the Targum Yosef ben Uziel in Parshas Balak, Bamidbar Chof Dalet Chof Aleph, and he adds details, and he brings the Zohar Kodesh. And it's, again, it's unbelievable how clear he details the situation. And he says, V'al Zimnin, the time will come, B'nei Yishmael, when the Arabs will come, La'asra Krova Ba'alma, the Muslims will start to make wars against the world. So once again, look at him. He says, I know who's going to start the war. Not only do I know there'll be a war between the Christians and the Muslims, I know who's going to be looking to fight. It's going to be the Muslims. Osu B'nei Yishmael, he says, the Arabs will come, La'asra Krova Ba'alma, to try and make wars against the world. Odeskanish B'nei Edom Alayhu B'melchoma, and they will bring Edom upon them in battle. Look at the detail. The Arabs will start, but they will not fight on the Christian turf. They'll bring the Christians against them, and the war will be on their turf. Which is very unusual, because if you're not strong enough to fight your enemy, so why are you starting? But that is what the Arabs are doing. They're starting, and then they bring America to Afghanistan, Iraq, and eventually Iran. They bring the wars over to their turf, exactly as the Targum Yonison tells us will happen. They will actually destroy each other. There'll be three mighty battles, he says. One at the sea, one on land, and one around Yerushalayim. And the Jews, of course, will be in the middle. Zechariah Yedaleh tells us, Hine yoim bol Hashem, v'osafti es kol hagoyim al Yerushalayim l'melchama. The day will come and all the nations will come against Yerushalayim in battle. And the Mefarshim say they will war each other around Yerushalayim. In other words, Arabs against Christians, but all against the Jews. We will obviously be the target, and I'll say as follows. The Arabs will say, look, if we win the war, the Christians and the Jews are gone. The Christians will say, if we win the war, the Arabs and the Jews are gone. But either way, the Jews are gone. Ultimately, the Jews will be the ones to survive. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud, tells us, adds even more details. Who is going to spearhead the Arabs in this war? Which Arab nation is going to be the one, the leader nation, to cause the destruction? Says the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud, Amad Aleph. And Chazal foresaw everything that is happening. And this is what the Gemara says. Omar Rabbi Yechlem, Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ba'iloi. Rabbi Yechlin says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ba'iloi, Asida Roimi Shetipoil, the power of Roimi will fall. We know that it's Klal Yisrael or it's Rome, it's Esav or Yaakov. And Esav must fall for Yaakov to rise. And they will actually fall. Their power, their gaiva is going to fall. Says the Gemara, Asida Raimish Tipol Biyad Poros, in the hands of Persia. Persia today, of course, is Iran. Omar Rav said, Asida Poros Shetipol Biyad Raimi. So the Gemara tells us like black and white. It's going to be like this, it's going to be like this. He's going to start bring upon him in battle, and who's going to spearhead the Arab nations? It's going to be Persia, which is Iran. Comes the Novi Yirmiyahu Mem Teschof, and he tells us exactly the same thing. Says the Novi, Lochin Shimo Atzas Hashem, listen to the words of Hashem. Asher Yo'atz al Edoim, that Hashem warns Edoim. Imra Yischvein Tzi'irei Hatzoin, they're going to just be washed away by the youngest of the sheep. Says Rashi, who is Tzi'irei Hatzoin? I've got a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, said Rashi. Rabbi Seinu Doshu, Zuporos. This is Persia, this is Iran. The Novi Zechariah, Perik Yudalet, he described the terrible destruction that's going to happen into the world. Novi wrote this thousands of years ago, when it was an impossible description. And today, of course, we understand exactly what he is saying. Says the Novi Zechariah, Perik Yudalet, this is going to be the terrible destruction that Hashem will make amongst the nations who will dare go to battle against Yerushalayim, against the Jewish people. Hamek besaroi, the skin will melt, vuoy me daraglo, while they're standing on their feet. The einof timakno bechareyem, the eyes will just melt in their sockets. Oleshoinoi timak befihem, and their tongues will stick to their palates. There'll be tremendous panic amongst the nations. Somebody will tell his friend, hey, take my hand, help me. And the hand will just become detached from the body. So the Novi Zechariah tells us the destruction will be so terrible that people's skin will just melt from their bones, and the eyes will melt in their sockets, and the limbs will just fall off, which then made no sense. But of course, anyone who's read up Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that is exactly what an atom bomb does. The Chasam Sofer brings down and he says, Yesodu, I have a Yesod from my Rebbe's. Milchama bein omos, when you find the whole world coming to battle, you know, like China and Japan like, and at each other's necks, and Turkey and France, and India and Pakistan, and everyone's coming to battle. Yesodu, aschalta de geula. This is the beginning of the redemption. Vein espalil ala sholam, the destruction of the world will be the redemption. Not that Mashiach das is mechayev the destruction of the world, the evil will destroy itself from the world as Mashiach will come. It is very well known, and Rosham Shvadron brought this down many times. During the First World War, which of course was not called the First World War, it's called the Great War, that will be the end of all wars. During the First World War, people came running, Talmidim of the Chofetz Chaim, and they said, Rabbeinu, this must be Goy Gomongoy, there's fighting on every continent, everyone's fighting, what can be more than this? And the Chofetz Chaim said, no, my children, my Talmidim, he said, this is not Goy Gomongoy. And they said, then what is Goy Gomongoy? He said, this war will come to an end. There'll be a period of peace and quiet. And then there'll be a Second World War. And the Second World War will be so much more horrific than the First World War. But that also won't be Goy Gomongoy. And everyone thought, what can be more than the First World War? Nobody imagined that by then there'll be planes and there'll be bombs and a whole new idea and array of warfare. And he said, but that also won't be Goy Gomongoy. And the Second World War will come to an end and there'll be a period of quiet. And then there'll be a Third World War. And that will be so much more powerful and so much more horrific than the Second World War. But that is Goy Gomongoy. And that is the Machama before the end of days. Reb Nosson Wachtweigel, who was the Mashkech in Lakewood, he's got a Kabbalah Ish Mipi Ish, and he writes this in his Sefer Leket Rishimus. And he writes as follows. He said, I've got a Kabbalah Ish Mipi Ish from the Maharal Diskin, who's about Ruach HaKodesh. And Maharal Diskin taught me, the Third World War is not going to be another Holocaust. And the Holocaust, tremendous tzaddikim fell, and good people died, and Bahadi Hutza Loki Karabah, together with the thorns, went the roses as well. That will not be the case in the Third World War, says Reb Nosson Wachtweigel. In the Third World War, Yede Elechayid, every Jew that wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be there, that wants Mashiach and is looking for a world of goodness above Shechina, is going to survive. So as long as we are a good Yid, says Reb Nosson Wachtweigel, whatever panic there is in the world, the good Yid are going to survive. As Chazal say, if you're with Hashem, you can have an atom bomb dropping between your legs. It will do nothing. It's already just before the miracles, just before the amazing miraculous events of Bias HaMashiach. And that is what's written in the Novi. Then they will survive anybody that's written in the Book of Life. It will be very clear and very defined who is going to live at this amazing, tremendous event. The Yalkut Shimon in Yeshayo Tov Tzadik Tes, he also brings what's going to happen at the end of days. And once again, the detail is unbelievable. Imagine this being written thousands of years ago, before we had petrol, before we had the situation of the world today. That's what the Yalkut Shimoni says. Yalkut Shimoni Yeshayo Tov Tzadik Tes. It's become very popular, this Yalkut Shimoni, recently, definitely in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Reb Yitzchok taught us, Shonosh Melech HaMashiach Nigleboy. The year that Melech Mashiach is going to come. Kol Malchei Umos HaOlam Miskorim Zebazeh. All the nations of the world are going to start to make battles against each other. Melech Poros, once again, he picks out Iran. Miskore is going to start battles. Now, I expect him to say, with Edom, with America. He doesn't say that. Melech Poros, the king of Persia, is going to make a war with Melech Arvi, with his neighbor, Saudi Arabia or Kuwait. This doesn't really fit with what everyone else has been telling us. Not 2,000 years ago, yesterday. Today, it makes perfect sense. So he tells us that Iran's going to start a war with his neighbor, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Today, we understand that. So what caused the Gulf War? Why did America fly across the sea to fight Iraq? Very simple, Iraq wanted to take control of America. Iraq were well aware that there's no way they can fight America, so they started with their neighbor Kuwait, take over the oil, have the bastion of oil, then put up petrol prices and bully the whole world. That is the theory, that's how Arabs work, and that is how they fight the world via petrol. So the Yalkut Shimoni tells us that when Iran will feel strong enough, and they feel they've got enough backing and they can control themselves, they will start a war against their neighbors, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, run to America. Come and help me like you did last time. He'll run to the Western country to help him. At that point, however, Melech Poras, seeing that they're coming to battle against him, will fight back with full force. Melech Poras, at that time, Iran will be strong enough. And he will destroy the entire world. In other words, not everyone's going to die, of course, even amongst the goyim, but the koyach of the world. The nations of the world are going to be terror and panic. They have no idea what dangers stand before them. They're falling on their faces. They'll be like a woman in contractions. What about Klal Yisrael? The Yisrael Klal Yisrael, Misrashin or Misbani, like panic and terror. Vayim, and the Jews will scream. Where should we run? Where should we go? In the Holocaust, we knew, try and get to America, Palestine, England. But here there's nowhere. Where should we go? Vayim Alem, Hashem will say to them, Bonai, my children, Altis Yorei, have no fear. Kol Ma Shal Sisi, all the wars and all the destruction. I did it for you, my children. If I didn't do it for you, why am I doing it? The only ones that don't have to be afraid are the true Yidden who are being Oved Hashem. Why are you frightened? Al tiru, have no fear. The Zman of the Gula has come. This will not be like the first Gula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It will be so much more amazing, and it carries on to tell us the amazing Nechomas that are going to happen when Mashiach comes. Incidentally, if you're already seeing the Meforshim when Mashiach comes, there's a very interesting, very, very interesting Sifsei Chachomim in Parshas Bolok, Chof Dalet Chof. The Sifsei Chachomim tells us the same thing. He said the world will come into battle against each other, and they're going to destroy each other, and that will be the destruction of the world. But he says there's going to be one country in the world that will be unaffected by the massive battles. One country that will sit quietly and nobody will harm them. And this time it's not going to be Switzerland. Who is it going to be? Very, very interesting. He says, Amalek, Germany, is going to be unaffected. They are going to sit through the entire battle. So if we see this happening, and like they're sitting and everyone likes them, it is already predicted by the Sifsei Chachomim. They won't be harmed. You see even today, right? You see the financial crash and like Germany's on top of the cake, you know? They're just there, just sorted. But he said, they are going to make it through. Why is that going to be? V'harisom adeyoybe, they'll be the last ones to go. Because there's a mitzvah in the Torah, timche ezeich amolek mitachas hashamayim. And Hashem said, I'm not going to take away your mitzvah. So the world will destroy each other. The Jews will take over the entire world. The Jews will be in Israel, and then they're going to take airplanes, and they're going to fly off to where they have to go. And then we're going to do a very serious job. Timche ezeich amolek mitachas hashamayim. That is our mitzvah, and Hashem will not take it from us, and then the worst of the goyim are going to survive the onslaught in order that Christ should be mekayem that mitzvah. But Rabbi said it's going to be tremendous, tremendous, tremendous destruction, but it will happen amongst the nations destroying each other. But that does not mean for one second that it won't be miraculous. It will be the most amazing, miraculous events. Reb Tzadok HaKohen brings that we say in the Hallel of Shabbos, the Makeh Mitzrayim biv choreyem ki lo olam chastoy. Hashem smote Mitzrayim through the Egyptians. Says the Medrash, when Makeh Bechorim came, so Hashem said, right, Moshe said, the Bechorim are going to die. So the Bechorim said to Paro, he said, let us go, let the Jews out of Egypt, we don't want to die. Paro refused, so there was a civil war. The Sachsech Mitzrayim be Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim fought each other, there was a civil war, the Mitzrayim fought their families, and there was blood just pouring through Mitzrayim. The Medrash says, exactly 600,000 Mitzrayim died. Esoy la Azazel, they were the Kapara for the 600,000 Jews that would leave Mitzrayim. So says the Medrash. brings with Tzadik HaKohen. Seder Tzadik HaKohen, that will happen at the end of days as well. The nations will destroy each other. Evil will destroy itself. And we will have the Yeshua. V'chein yeh gam ba'achris hayomim, like we had in Mitzrayim. But just because they destroyed themselves in Mitzrayim, doesn't mean that we didn't see the Yad Hashem and the tremendous miracles. That is the core event, but we will see Hashem's hand and a Mitzrayim very soon. As the world will be destroying each other, Hashem will come into the event as he did in Mitzrayim. We'll see Nisim and Niflois bigger than those who see in Mitzrayim. Be'ez Hashem, Shnizkim and Heir V'Yameinu. Amen.